We've talked a great deal about the sound of the music, but we said we would talk and sing about love, and perhaps I should bring your attention to it just at this time. What is love? What are we singing about? Young people, and particularly the church, has been talking about love for a long time. Love has become a byword, something that you throw off and talk about, but the meaning of it's been lost. The Christian love, which is what we're trying to express in some of the songs this evening, is the love that gives without asking, that doesn't say, first love me before I love you, that in fact God loves us all, that he wants us to love him in return, is of course obvious. But Scripture tells us, and the record of the life of Jesus says, that he died for us, and that there is no greater friend than that who lays down his life for a friend. Love is sometimes idealized romantically, but within the faith of both the Jewish and the Christian faith, there is an expression of love that goes beyond that which is commonly understood. There is a particular portion of Scripture from the Epistle of the Corinthians, the first one, which is expressive of this kind of faith and love and hope. This 13th chapter begins this way: I may speak in tongues of men or of angels, but if I am without love, I am a sounding gong or a clanging cymbal. I may have the gift of prophecy and know every hidden truth. I may have faith strong enough to move mountains, but if I have no love, I am nothing. I may dole out all I possess, or even give my body to be burned, but if I have no love, I am none the better. Love is patient. Love is kind and envies no one. Love is never boastful, nor conceited, nor rude, never selfish, not quick to take offense. Love keeps no score of wrongs, does not gloat over other men's sins, but delights in the truth. There is nothing love cannot face. There is no limit to its faith, its hope, and its endurance. Love will never come to an end. Are there prophets? Their works will be over. Are there tongues of ecstasy? They will cease. Is there knowledge? It will vanish away. For our knowledge and our prophecy alike are partial. And the partial vanishes when wholeness comes. Now, when I was a child, my speech, my outlook, and my thoughts were all childish. When I grew up, I had finished with childish things. Now we see only puzzling reflections in a mirror, but then we shall see face to face. My knowledge now is partial. Then it will be whole, like God's knowledge of me. In a word, there are three things that last forever: faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of them all is love.